Hey guys, Frag here on the Furry Talk Podcast. I'd like to explain what's going on with our hosting situation and everything. First off, you're also on FA, and I'm just going to affect you. Everything's going to be fine. This is geared toward people who listen to the on iTunes, Zune Store, the website, etc., etc. Anyway, when we started the podcast, we chose a host that gave us 15 gigabytes a month. So that means that we can get as many people as 15 gigabytes a download would allow, so it's pretty much. And we're refined all these months until this month. Where the good news is, we exceeded our 15 gigabyte bandwidth limit. The bad news is, though, no one can download the podcast until, I think, March 27th. So what I am doing is, I have found a new host, and I'm trying to switch the podcast over. The problem is, the new host is having server issues, so we can't get them all uploaded yet, and I will not switch the feed or anything over until the podcast host has been, the servers are up and everything. So what that means is we're going to have a new website, but the iTunes link, the download, will be the same. You shouldn't have to change anything with that. If you do, I will alert you. And with the new host, we get unlimited bandwidth. There might be ads on it. They're from the website itself, and I'm trying to put the ads at the beginning of the podcast. You can just skip them. I'm sorry for that convenience, but on the flip side, we do get unlimited bandwidth, and I can host as many episodes as I want on there, so we can have a full, you know, if we do 1,000 episodes, we can have 1,000 episodes in there, no problem, we're a new host. And we get as many downloads as we want. So, basically, in short, for people listening on FA, nothing's gonna change for you, except that we got a lot of downloads, over 1,000 this month, so, yeah. And people listening on the podcast feed, like iTunes, you shouldn't have to change anything, I'm not 100% sure on that, but once I get the new, thing up and running, we'll be good. I'll let everyone know in FA General on the podcast when everything's switched over, and also people listening on the new site, you'll be alerted somehow, either by a message on a podcast feed or whatever. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and now let's get back to the official episode. Thanks.
Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from the people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of 10 doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in the upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Right.
Go.
So 1, 2, 3, go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Furry Talk. We got two guests with them, if Four wants to introduce them.
All right, here's one of the guests.
Well, oh, yeah, hey. British King. Hey. Probably for obvious reasons.
And?
I'm She-Hulk. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, and yeah.
We're going to start with Forward anyway today.
Forward? Yes, y'all know me. I'm the guy everyone hates.
Yes, all right. Hello, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret, as you all know. We got Josh, our producer, with us today as well, every day. Or else we can't do this.
We love you.
Yes, don't stop.
Love you, Josh.
And I'm Melanie, your average everyday forgetful fairy. Well, I am.
And then we got someone actually speaking today for the first time, I think, in podcast history. I don't know. I can't remember. And that would be?
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really know exactly what to say. It's been a while.
Say you're doing, like, hi, TH, and then whatever you are, species.
If you want to. It doesn't matter.
It's up to you.
If people are listening, they should know already.
Yeah, I just leave them to guess.
Okay.
All right.
And then we have me, Trenton, the friendly Drago Lupin.
enemies F the bunny who's not gonna have much of a thing to say this time around.
Poor bunny.
And welcome to Furry Talk once again. Once again, usually we got interesting shows for you. Today we got two guests.
Not this time.
Yeah, we're on the up and up. Greg, I want to ask a quick question before we get started, and that's, how are our stats doing? I heard we're doing okay. I want to know what we are at this week. I want to publicly announce it.
You?
Because.
One viewer! I'm just kidding.
We got one new viewer! Yay! We're moving up!
I think we are moving up.
I hope so.
Oh, last I heard,
we're coming to get you. No, I don't want to incur the wrath.
Okay. No stats until we get all this sorted out.
We don't got any? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Uh-huh.
I just tell the previous stats.
Yeah.
Whoa, just look like that. Ouch.
Yeah, what was our stats before we peaked? 1,000? You only get 1,000 downloads? Wow.
Only. People stop then.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah,
start downloading more.
come on.
Like I said, hit our FA site if you're listening. If you really, really want to support us, and email as well. Surprisingly, we haven't got any new fan mail, as far as I've heard.
Donations welcome.
Anyway, let's kick this podcast off with our first topic: YouTube. What about it? That's all it says is YouTube here.
I'll be reading that, actually.
The end.
There's a rant?
Yeah, this is a rant. He's given me the thing that he wants to say all right now, and I got it right now in front of me, so this is his topic.
All right.
Let me go ahead and read it. Okay,
go
ahead. This is what he says. Well, today, I come to you with an issue that is a serious problem to us people who try to enjoy little things in life. One of those is YouTube. I'm sure everyone who watches TV knows who Viacom is. They own MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and countless other channels. I'm sure you all know that you know what YouTube is, so need to in there. Now, of course, YouTube is a user-driven site, and well, some users felt that way. Wanted to post some videos of SpongeBob or South Park or whatever on YouTube. Viacom didn't like this and told YouTube to take them down. All is fine until today, where Viacom is suing YouTube for $1 billion. Yeah, $1 billion. How come it's YouTube's fault and their users are putting this content on their website? The people who put it up are obviously fans of your programming and want to share their love for their favorite shows. Yeah, so you are screwing your fans over. Not only that, but Viacom said they wanted to sue all these people who put these videos on YouTube. None of those people probably knew that they were breaking the law, and I am sure none of these people can handle the big-ass settlements as you, Viacom, who want you greedy fucks. I just love this. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you don't think I am already pissed at you, Viacom? You destroyed music in America with MTV, and it wasn't your fucking Europe Music who would have been dead. You are producing shows like The Real World, which tells people like it's okay to be dumb as rock, and you go out and get drunk, and it's clearly not. Yeah, everyone... every time I turn on MTV or VH1, it is some stupid-ass reality show which only makes me more stupider by watching. Hell, even Beavis and Butthead was a smarter show than half of the program. That's so true, half of the programming you show on your networks today. Yeah, then you want to sue people because it's illegal to post video on YouTube and... Yet you make no announcement on any of your networks telling people it's illegal. Yeah, nice going, suing for stupidity, which you are enforcing with your programming. Yeah, fuck you, Viacom. Everyone I have to have attached video to the FA page, go there, watch the video, and spread the word. Oh, and by the way, I'm noting this. I've also had done the same thing. I put it up on FA as well, and I'm spreading the word on DA. Why? Because Viacom is just being stupid.
So we're calling down the Viacom ban hammer now. If you don't see us after this, you'll know why.
I'm going to make a side note.
Go ahead.
My side note is, I would like to see some big ass settlement settled by the Asinites.
Ha ha, another pawn.
I was just thinking about that entire rant, that's all I was thinking about. I was thinking of like a little Oregon Trail like colony thing on someone's ass.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I love that ass settlement. That was pretty good. Brad types up nice stuff, man.
People start fires on your ass.
A Bender situation when he was like floating around in space.
God.
Well, how did you fart though?
People will die. Horrible.
If you fart, it's pretty much like nerve gassing them, you know?
Natural gas leak.
Some kids are playing in the geyser. Get out of there, burnt. Or it's gonna be like Fallout.
Or what are you talking about?
It's gonna be like
my geyser is.
It's gonna be in a Fallout 3 situation.
But yes, YouTube. Or Viacom, really. I think the topic should have been Viacom rather than YouTube.
Yeah, it's okay, don't worry about it.
Anyway, yeah. Viacom, wrong. People, generally stupid. Really, I'm not surprised by any of this, to be honest. I'm not. I've given up on humanity a long time ago where this shit constantly happens. So hearing it again is just really no new news to me.
Sorry to interrupt. I have found out the podcast statistics from our last hosting site. In 30 days, we had 30 unique visitors. 30 days again, we had 46 page views. In this is just general knowledge of everything that I'm going to be saying will be for the course of 30 days. Feed views was 6,298. Subscribers were 396, and downloads were 1,046. That was the statistics of the podcast of our previous hosting site.
Yeah. Once again, people, if you have any that you recommend, please, please, for the love of God, tell us. Anyway, back to the Viacom thing. Anybody else have comments, concerns?
Oh, like, opinions? I think that pretty much with how the economy is, everybody's just wanting money. That's probably the only reason they're doing that. You know, everything was all peachy before, and then all of a sudden, like, you see how the economy's turned around, and they're all like, oh, yeah, like, this is a perfect time to screw some more people over. The government's already doing a good enough job. Why not just aid the situation along?
Yeah, really.
Oh. I mean, like, pretty much, like, in my opinion, like, half the United States is in bankruptcy right now. And, like, a lot of people can't even afford to, like, pay their mortgage. So, like, why not Viacom say, oh, yeah, your little bit of entertainment just cost you a couple thousand dollars. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty mad.
It's sad how greedy the world is today. Yes, yes. But what the hell can we do about it?
A world for you.
I know what we can do about it.
It's just like
make the internet viewable not by the corporate people, but only public users.
like that one line.
Yeah, I think that's a good retaliation. If people are going to sue to put videos on there, like, take off all their media, even their websites down off the internet, and say, only, like, people personally videotaping stuff should only be put up on the internet. Their music shouldn't even be sold.
If you look at, like, if you look at all these people that are on, like, that whenever you click on the link, it says this has been removed due to copyright claims.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're not showing the whole thing, it shouldn't be any problem.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not posting the whole freaking episode. If they're doing that, you know, I can understand that because they want people to buy their damn DVDs. But, you know, it's not going to be DVD quality when they watch it, for one. And also, the only way you can rip the video from YouTube is to, like, use a website or a program. And then when you get it onto your DVD, it's going to look like shit on your TV, especially if you got, like, a big screen or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much, you're just about as good just to buy, like, a game system like a PS3 or Wii or something and view it on a web browser on your TV. You know, it's like, it's pretty much just this entire world's gone to shit.
It has. It's only gonna get worse.
I concur.
Even YouTube's being, like, monitored now. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on, I guess, unless somebody else has something else to add.
Just move on.
DH?
Surprisingly.
Nope.
Not really.
Okay. Surprisingly.
I'm blank on the topics that you just already talked. I'm kind of blank on them.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, like I said, I wasn't going to talk much, but turns out I'm talking quite a bit. I, like, pretty much made myself a hypocrite. Oh, no!
Oh, no, I got hit!
Shoot.
I got okay. hit on the, I got hit on the, hit for critical.
Critical hit.
Hypocritical hit.
Or getting hit critically by a hippo. Hypocritical.
Okay, moving on to Ford's guest topic, whatever it is.
Yeah, Ford's guest topic.
Yes, but
all right, so the second topic is from British King.
Yep, I was kind of thinking, I was big gamer myself, I don't know any about any of you guys, but like when you go into the public servers, stuff like that, have you ever noticed those guys who just end up talking to you? They add you to friends list, for example. Asking all these weird questions.
Like,
for example, there was this one guy I met earlier. Can't remember what his name was, but anyway. I was playing Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2. And he asked me to add him, of course. So he was like, oh, what the hell? Might as well add him. And then he comes up to me and he says, well, how old are you? And I'm like, okay, well, first, why is he asking me this question? What, is he some sort of weirdo? And secondly, you know, why do you want to know? I mean, is it really that important? Then, you know, have you ever heard of people who ask you that question, then they clarify they're not a stalker? Am I the only one who's ever had that?
Nope.
I've never had that. It's like, how old are you? It's like, oh, this old is like, by the way, I'm not a stalker. It's like...
Yeah, you've never had that, really?
No, I haven't.
I've had that happen.
Usually I ask out of general curiosity, and usually...
Yeah, it's funny. Whenever I played Halo 2 over on my... people, we'd always say, like, before some giant flaming and bitching about video gaming and something came on, people would always be like, how old are you? And then it's like, well, and then start the insults.
Oh, well, God, I completely understand.
But you can't admit, it really is annoying, because you get those kids, like 12-year-old kids who do not shut the hell up during
games. I think
that
there should be, like, an age restriction.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, does it? I mean, like, take Gears of War, for example. You get, like, people who sound like they're 7 playing Gears of War.
Yeah, I know. There should be an age restriction. Like, actual moderate. Like, you're not even allowed to have Xbox Live unless you're this certain age.
Well, you're not even supposed to own the freaking game unless you're, like, 18.
Touché.
Yeah, sure. So,
of course, that's another problem. Is a lot of parents are, like, disregarding the, system, like, mature and all that. They're just buying them.
And then this is the kicker. And then the parents go, yeah, your violent video game made my son go off and do this. It's like, you're the one who bought
the game.
Well, you know, my friend actually got fired from GameStop for selling a game to a minor.
Wow.
Actually, he told me that it was actually a person that was undercover. And when he bought the game, he didn't ask for his ID. So he got fired for it.
Oh.
Undercover, really, and you bought that?
Huh?
What?
Undercover gaming.
Well, basically, the ESRB people, they do go to GameStops around the United States, and then they go see if they're going up the code by asking for their IDs when they buy mature-rated games.
Yeah.
And I guess he didn't do it that time, and he got fired.
I was about to say, that just proves that... When it comes to the age restriction...
You can ID a 40-year-old person.
I'm so into it.
Really?
You're supposed to ask it for everybody. It's policy.
Yeah.
What the hell? It's like...
They don't do that here. It's also if you, like, look the age. Like, you wouldn't have them ask, like, a guy who has, like, a beard and a mustache and is, like, 6'5".
You look underage to me here. Let me see.
You look about 12.
I knew that shit was happening. I would do that, like, if I knew the ESRB was coming around. if I caught a rumor, I would do that. It's like, huh, you look underage. And it's like, this ID's false. You're not getting the fucking game. And if I knew it was him.
Then if it wasn't, you'd get your ass kicked.
I don't give a shit. I would do it to that person anyway.
They're going to get fired, be even more rude to him.
It's like, you want your game? Here's your game. And chuck it in his face. Like, he was like, oh, wait, that's just the case. Here's the game. And cut his out.
Andre, I'm the ass.
What?
And I'm the ass.
No, I'm the... Yeah, you're the ass. I'm the dick. Don't forget it.
You know, all sorts of things pop to mind when you say that. I don't want to really say anything.
I know. No. That's what I want people... He doesn't get it.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah,
just, oh god, he wants me. Oh boy. Damn boy.
Knows I'm gay, so. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't roll that way anymore. So, yeah.
Anymore?
I experiment a little bit.
Try the other thing.
Yeah, I'm happily with a female, thank you.
You're the
again.
Nail clippers.
Did you just say you'd whip three females?
Trent,
he's a beater.
Dang, you're a pimp.
What?
Triton puts his key in the right hole, if you know what
I mean. Baby dragon, where's my baby dragon?
You throw that at me.
Baby dragon, what's that code for?
Oh, he's got a little plastic baby dragon and he likes to chuck it at me.
Okay.
If he does what I think he's going to do.
That's what?
Oh, hold on.
That's a call animal abuse.
The trolley horse!
Oh! Oh, man. Trent, that was very smart to do to our host.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm good. Continue. Next topic. Let writhe in pain.
Next topic.
If you writhe in pain, why are you laughing?
Actually, Brian can't get up. Pain, guys.
Have you on and you can't get up?
Definition of waffle, I guess.
On the floor left, yeah, definitely.
Melanie's trying to say...
Host has fallen and you can't get up.
Hey!
Yeah, guys, Frag has something... Melanie has something over here for Frag.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, seriously, guys.
One thing I notice is when I'm playing games, I don't see the nasty comments, but more than the players who do things so stupid, I facepalm, and they're always on my team. Frag?
Yeah.
And then let's get back on topic!
I don't know why I was
in a lot of games.
Well, I love team killing, so that's half the fun of the game.
I'm wondering what's the fetish with team killing here? I've never seen it.
I love team killing.
I don't think so much fun about team killing.
Stand there on Call of Duty and just stand there with some C4, walk up behind your team. La, 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 la.
I
would only do that if my entire team was were made up of a bunch of retards. I would totally do it to them.
If we're really ahead on Halo, I'd throw a sticky grenade at the wall and have it bounce back and stick on me, and I run at the enemy.
Yeah.
Suicide bomber.
Whenever there's some guy really good at just rushing over there, I throw a sticky grenade at him and just let him explode with enemies. It works.
See, for me, like, whenever I was playing Halo 2, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, and Halo 3, and I was playing online with my friends in that, I would always be playing, and people would be like, yeah, screw this, we're going to start killing people. And they start team killing, and then after that, I'm like, you know what? We're going to play this game. I'm the best at this game. I always kept killing them. And then they actually booted me from the group because I was team killing them because they were team killing everybody else. And I got booted from the group.
Well, Trent,
textbook definition of idiot on the internet, I guess.
Well, Trent, I used to do that for fun. Hopefully.
Yeah,
Trent,
I know.
I used to do that for fun. I used to just like go into every room I can and just get booted from it.
That textbook example of a noob.
Me, I just did it because I'm actually trying to enjoy the game and people are ruining it for me. So
I don't...
Dre?
Go.
That's not textbook definition of a noob. That's textbook definition of the person is not pro enough to try to avoid me.
But yeah, they got a point where people just, start team killing and then they rage that they're getting team killed back.
It's their own fault. They should be pro enough to kill me before I blow them up.
You should know that you shouldn't be playing with those kind of people to try to dodge them or avoid them.
If you see the name Zypher777 on Call of Duty and he's running at you with C4, obviously you should just get the hell out of the way.
That's what I do. Just don't get the hell out of
the other team waving your hands. I surrender.
I'm tired of carrying this C4. Boom.
Oh, well, Greg's got something to say again. I remember some of my friends installed in AIM bought on Urban Terror and all, yeah, thank you, and named their names Gary Oak and went on a team. What the frickin' A?
Gary
Oak. We used to name him.
Talking about aimbots, have you ever had one of those guys who deliberately admit they've got an aimbot?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever ran into those type of people? It's like, what was it? Team Fortress, something like that.
Team Fortress 2.
Their name was Aimbot is on. They get headshots 24/7. They claim they don't have an aimbot. What's that?
Well, that's like people phasing through walls and they have a name like I is Hacksaw.
Oh,
yeah, true. But, I mean, how stupid can you
say, though, as well.
You know what you should do? In Counter-Strike, name every single one of your characters Spartacus. And then have one guy have aimbot and it's like, Spartacus has the aimbot. No, I'm Spartacus. <going for it."
laughs> Yeah, that goes along with what Frag also said.
There would be eight Gary Oaks in one team and they would all deny the aimbots.
Well, they would have eight Gary Oaks on one team and one Ash Ketchum on the other. They all team up on him. It's like trying to catch them all, eh? Obviously you can't even get up and spawn.
Obviously you can't catch my bullet except with your head.
Use your head.
Oh my god, my Raditz is so cool. Alright, I think we should move on because we're staying on this topic way too long.
I'm actually walking around my room and talking.
Multitasking. It is everywhere.
Alright, forward, your topic.
Alright.
Was it? Oh wait, that was forward's guest topic. Spot, and then the next.
Right.
iPad.
Forward, go.
My topic is about the iPad. I'm pretty sure people heard about it, but I personally think iPad's one of the most retarded thing ever in this whole world.
I know.
It's huge. They don't have a pants that will fit the iPad.
They don't have pants that can fit the iPad? Why would you want pants for an iPad?
It's supposed to be portable. It's called the iPants.
I got my iPants.
It's touch activated.
Apparently, it does not have multitasking ability, so you cannot listen to music while you browse the internet, too. It doesn't have Flash Player in it, so you can't watch YouTube videos.
It's an ADD pad. I can't multitask!
ADD pad, what? I can't multitask!
Well, it'd be more like, I can't stay on a single task.
Oh. Do you know what's funny? You have an app for the iPad called Break These Cuffs. Can you break these cuffs? I can break these cuffs!
You take each hand and try and, like, break them apart.
And then there's a police officer on the screen, you can't break those cuffs.
That's an awesome app. You should try and make that. That'd be awesome.
You should make one for the iPhone and everything.
Two iPhones and you pull them apart.
That's a good one.
You should make that into a Wii game. I can break these cuffs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Look at Ow!
Have an iPod. That application can't touch this.
Can't touch it.
And you try to touch it, it always moves away before you do.
Give me funny. Rocky Horror Picture Show reference, there's one called Touch Me.
Put the red dot, put the big red button on the iPhone. That'd be hilarious.
Make an application. This iPad does not get, this iPad gets blue screen of death.
Oh god.
But it's an iPad.
It's like, gee, I wonder what this application does. You start it up, blue screen of death.
Well, it's a Mac. Right,
oh,
so
suck!
It's a Mac, so it won't have a blue screen of death.
I know, so sorry, Trent. Fail.
It would have a white screen of death.
I've always wondered what blue screen is. I've never actually had blue screen.
I've had it like twice. Blue screen.
Yeah, it's basically like your computer just shuts down itself just to protect itself.
Mine now just shuts off.
That proves that computers are selfish. This computer has shut down in order to protect itself from crashing. It's like, oh, so you don't care about the program I was working on? Oh, thanks.
At least I could talk to my computer and it listens half the time.
I talk to my computer.
Shuts down, protect itself from crashing. But just shut down, isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, yeah.
See, I talk to my computer, but that's because when the whole Terminator thing happens, my computer is going to back me up on it. It's going to back me up. Oh, no, no, don't kill him. He was cool. He was nice to me. Kill
him. You know what's funny?
Their computer.
You know what's funny? You know how the Vista has that voice activation software and all that stuff, right? Like you can talk into it and it'll do whatever you want it to. Well, yeah.
I have it too. It's awesome.
I was on the WordPad and trying to type up a research paper by talking into it, and I said, "Oh, that's pretty cool. Let's give this a shot." I gave it a shot and I sneezed, and when I sneezed, it said King Abdullah.
It says what?
It said King Abdullah on the screen when I sneezed.
King Abdullah.
I didn't know my sneeze sounded like King Abdullah, seriously.
Like, I need to shut off that thing because it's bugging me because every time I tried typing something in, I would say, like, dot or period or whatever, and it would say, like, and this is. It's like, how the hell did you get that?
Oh, no, actually the reason why Trent doesn't like it is because he's like, make love to me. And it's like, no.
Hey!
That's a very interesting topic as well. Is look at where technology is going. We're kind of heading the future.
Eventually, they'll have
About technology, there's a game called Heavy Rain. Inside Heavy Rain, there's the sunglasses where it's like a virtual reality thing, where it's like data you can choose to.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Heavy Rain. It's actually pretty cool. I wonder if we actually have that technology. That would be
awesome. Like when we were watching Dead Space. You asked, why didn't they make the life sign monitors like what they?
Yeah, why don't we have that? I mean, we already got the beep, beep, beep thing. Why can't we have, like, a life bar on our clothes?
I would love to see Dre as a doctor. Oh, yeah, plug him up to the beep, beep, beep thing.
I don't know exactly what it is. Just plug him up to it.
Are you talking about beep, beep, beep?
The heart monitor, you idiot. No, he called the beep, beep, beep thing. It sounds cooler. Oh, yeah. And when they're dead, it's called the beep thing. That happens a lot to me. I don't know why. But I could just see in the future, like, computers having, like, a bio-integration slot for people who love their
computers. I could see our computers being on our arms or something.
That would be cool.
Mega Man,
what do you mean by bio-integration slot?
For people who love their computers too much.
Talking about screen. Loving things. Did you see that program that people love?
USB port.
I'm sorry, Zeph. I just still love that. I'll come up to the beep 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 thing.
I think that's the greatest line we've ever said on this podcast yet.
What we just said about it. Didn't want to say that out loud because
Oh, I'm gonna treasure that forever.
Hey Trent, someone should draw that. Hook him up to the beep 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 thing.
But yeah, why don't we have a light bar on clothing? That would be awesome.
Well, they got one of those.
I have a question. Why would we have a light bar on clothing?
They already got one, if you guys didn't know.
They do?
They have this novelty shirt that if you wear it, it has five heart gauges on it from Legend of Zelda. And, like, if you get near somebody that's wearing a shirt the same as you, like, you give one to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or somebody, and if you get near it, the heart monitor starts filling up.
Oh, that's awesome. I want one.
There's also one that, like, it picks up Wi-Fi, and it has one of those little Wi-Fi towers, and the closer you are to a Wi-Fi hotspot, the more bar things go out from the little radio tower.
That's pretty cool.
He's in the bar.
A life bar, I understand, but, like, a condition of health would be better.
Like, it takes impact from people punching you and stuff, and your health goes up. Oh!
See, I made a joke about that with my friend. I'm like, what if Super Mario logic of life was put into real life? You get your arm cut off, and you go, oh, look, a penny. You pick it up, all of a sudden your arm is back to normal.
Actually, if we had Mario,
so you got the dollar, you have one
touch, you would die.
Yeah, that's another thing.
If we had Mario physics, anything you touch you would die.
Well, depends.
Mushrooms would
like
be healthy for you.
Well, depends. Super Mario for the.
What happens to my garden if that happened? Oh shit! It's a worm.
And just die.
Super Mario for the N64. That has a little life gauge thing. That's Super Mario Sunshine.
The reason they put that life gauge in Super Mario like Sunshine and stuff. Like, it's pretty much because you'd probably get so pissed off at the game from getting touched by everything in the game in 3D that you'd probably give up.
Yeah.
And also, if Super Mario physics took place in real world, we wouldn't need the need for the beep 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 thing. Anything pretty much.
Okay, so I think we should move on here.
Yes.
Yeah. And next up is the slap word of the week.
Oh God, slap!
Yes.
I wish Sai was here.
That word has caused me.
I wish Sai would be here more often to come up with these. So we actually got a good one because we're tired of the game. And so...
What game?
You're tired of the game, the fact that you just lost it.
Yeah.
And that would be... That would be this week's word. Lost. The next person...
Y'all hated the game so much.
Yeah.
What game?
For all you people out there... Yeah, for all you people out there who hate the game and tired of people saying you lost, I lost the game to make you lose the game, slap him now.
Apparently,
well,
I'll say it again. These two guys will slap me.
Well, Dre.
Yeah.
Dre. Wouldn't it make more sense just to make the slap word game?
No.
No, possibly.
I mean, because
they can't bring it up.
They'll be like, slap.
You know, technically, it'd be better if it was just slap phrase.
But we make it a slap phrase of the week. I lost the game. The slap phrase of the week.
What game? I've never heard this game.
It's a game that if you think about the game, you lose.
Yeah.
Trent, the thing is, you think about the game, you lose it. The only other thing is that Chuck Norris always wins it.
Oh God, it's tied in with the Chuck Norris jokes. No wonder why
Chuck Norris can't lose the game because he is the game. So,
no wonder why
he integrates with himself.
No, Chuck Norris doesn't lose the game. The game loses it to him.
Hey, the game, have you ever... Hey, the game, have you played Chuck Norris? Oh, crap, I just lost to Chuck Norris. Oh, yeah, you did.
I'll slap you too, Zapper.
Okay. Anyway.
I wonder why I don't get it.
Slap it.
So today, me and Trent are actually doing a movie review.
Oh, yay!
We just finished watching the damn thing, and I'm thoroughly creeped out.
You owe me glasses.
Because of this movie, I broke Trent's glasses. Anyway, the movie is Paranormal Activity. I know people are going like, oh, that movie sucked. Well, I scare easily, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Ratatouille is so cool.
And because I was around him, I got pretty freaked out pretty easily as well. Because he's cleaned my arm. When I actually tried, detaching from him for a second, he swung his arm around, smacked me in the face, and kind of dented one of my things so bad on my glasses that it snapped off.
He grew a tentacle and grabbed you.
So now you have to buy new glasses. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's right. They're still pretty functional anyways. Anyways, movie review.
Yeah.
Monocle.
Can't really give away too much. I mean, you already know pretty much everything from the movie, from the trailer, if you ever saw the trailer. But pretty much it's about, it's not really ghosts, it's demons, apparently. And...
Well, it's Paranormal Activity.
Yeah,
paranormal
involves
things.
A demon.
Ghosts, demon, whatnot.
And it is what it is. Pretty much, it covers
what
19 nights, and pretty much the only scary thing.
Yeah,
21 nights technically, and all the scary shit happens at night. And that's about it. I don't want to spoil the movie for anybody, but for me, I was thoroughly creeped out. The second to last scene, night scene, creeped me out the most.
Anyways, about the
movies about activities that are paranormal.
Yeah, the movie itself, it had I guess it was made during when the camera perspective was the in thing for movies these days. It was it had the camera angle, you were the video camera, off of Cloverfield and,
Blair Witch Project.
The Blair Witch Project. There was that other movie too. It was I can't remember. It's the one where they were quarantine. It was quarantine as well, which apparently they're making a second movie of it called Record 2. Anyways, the camera angle was along with that line, so it wasn't. I find it actually helped add to the scary aspect of the movie because you didn't have the different angles and stuff, and you were actually just. Perhaps the video camera, so you really couldn't see beyond what was shown, so it kind of adds to the suspense because you still had the fear of the unknown as well.
Plus, it kind of puts you there.
Yeah. The acting, what would you say about the acting? I thought it was decent.
The acting was It kind of has that, like, real world feeling, or the hills.
Yeah.
Kind of acting where it's supposed to be more real.
Yeah.
Anything. And they did a pretty good job with that.
I'm watching it though, and, this is kind of bugging me at one point. I question it a lot, and, I really question it a lot, is they, do research into it, obviously.
Not
and
really. Then,
Well, they researched.
If anybody else had a similar problem, they didn't research how to get rid of it.
What? I don't understand that though. That's like saying, I have a ghost in my house. Do I want to get rid of it? Fuck no, I'm just gonna live here with it.
But
like,
remember, and I'll admit this right now, the boyfriend was an idiot.
Oh god, he was a retard.
Yes, exactly. Why, if he did all that other stupid crap, why do you think he would do that?
Yeah, he was like, what was it that I called him again?
Ignoramus?
Oh no, the
typical American.
Yes, I call him stereotypical American. He thought he was
so hyper.
In control.
Kidding.
Yeah, he thought he was in control until the very end. No, not even until the very end. In the entire movie, he's going, yeah, I have this handled. I have it under control. You don't!
Until he realized, shit, maybe I don't.
Yeah.
Until it was too late, he said, okay, maybe I don't.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. He was pretty stupid. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. But overall, I would give this movie an 8.
8? Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say about an 8. It was...
It could have been better.
It could have been better, but if you think about
it's
it...
It's just a little bit better, but all in all, it did a pretty good job.
I was about to say, this was apparently made from college students and that were just doing it. And for college students who actually didn't have that much of a big budget, they did pretty good. You see movies that are made with, like, Hollywood or whatnot, and they look like crap.
I mean, I don't know if it's a college student. It's just some random people making it. It's not like a big name company.
It'd be weird if it was real.
Yeah. For me, it would have been more creepy, but I kept asking a lot of questions of that. I didn't even have to do research. But, Ford said some things. Do you want to put input about it now, Ford? Because you mentioned some things as well. No spoilers.
Ford?
Oh, he's just typing. Oh, he's on the phone right now. He says it would
professional hater. You're going to read those things. Anyway.
Sorry. He says it would have been better if they didn't have the obvious sounds at night, which is kind of true, but the effects as well they had for it, like some of the effects that they had during the camera scenes and that was definitely really, really well pulled.
All right, I'm done. All right, so can I talk about it?
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, for Paranormal Activity, you know, like, creepy stuff happens always at night, right? Or mostly at night. But at the nighttime, you know when it's going to happen because you can hear that low bass noise, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, something's here.
Yeah.
You can just
wow,
know.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
Reminds me of Sab's computer. I love it.
So if it was daytime and something creepy happens, I knew it's going to happen because of the sound.
The power
alien ghosts or ghost
the
aliens.
Coupling.
All right, wait, phone call again.
So
look how professional we are. Yeah. Professional is our middle name.
But that's especially unprofessional.
Very unprofessional talk. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta love it.
So I'd say
anyway, we give it an 8. We should move on.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think that's the end of the review.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. Hitches.
8 out of 10. No, 8 out of 100. No, not 10.
No, that's. I think it's onto our TH's topic now, right?
TH, you're.
Yay, okay.
Awesome.
Last week I got the game Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. Basically, I've heard, and it has been a pretty epic game. So it's like a Street Fighter game. It's like one of those tag team Street Fighter games. But it's Capcom and versus... Tatsunoko is an anime company.
Ah.
So it has a bunch of anime characters.
Yeah, I was about to ask,
how about
Tatsunoko? I never heard of him.
Basically, one of the Tatsunoko creators is like Yatterman, Yatterman 1, and Yatterman 2.
Never
old retro animes.
Oh. So you mean an anime company that's now dead.
Starring as they pronounce it. And then you have the weirdest characters, I'd have to say, is one of the weirdest characters in this game is Frank West. From Dead Rising.
Yeah, I know, I saw that too, and I'm like, what the he's a photographer, what the hell is he gonna do?
He's actually really strong.
You know, in actuality, he's actually a pretty good character. But though his projectiles are kinda weird. I mean, his main projectile is he sends a zombie in a shopping cart at you. What he does, basically, he just turns around and says, "Oh my god," and a shopping cart comes and rams into you. You can also make zombies fall out of the sky, and you can also make them appear behind you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Can you use Okami?
Forward said that you can use Okami. Is you can't. Actually, he's just the Yami from Okami is the final boss of the game.
Yeah, he is.
But you can't use any characters from Okami. Sorry.
Oh.
Maybe it'll be in part two.
So in actual, Yami is kind of his third. He is one of those bosses that has three forms. His third form, if you get hit by any one of his specials, you're seeing 3/4 of your health gone.
Wow.
Well, my favorite character is still going to be, what was his name? Beautiful Joe.
Can't use Okami, I'm sorry. Yes, it has online play, but it's single for consoles. You only need two people. And this is one of my only complaints here is that it won't let you do versus unless you're using the same controllers.
That's right. What? Is it on the
Wii? You have to use, like, both GameCube controllers or both Wii controllers?
If you can't, like, I tried. I plugged a Wii game controller in and had my friend take it. It wouldn't let me. I have a Wii controller in
the house. I have the Japanese version of the game, yeah. And you can use a Wii control on one character and a GameCube control on the other. I guess they just took that off.
I wonder why. That's a retarded thing to remove.
Well, the menu screen is much better in the English than the Japanese.
Yeah, and then the next amazing thing is that it sells you unlock special endings, but to get these special endings, you have to buy information on these characters, and then it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I've only unlocked two characters, Frank West and Tekkenmon Blade.
Oh, Tekkenmon Blade, yeah. There's also Zero from Mega Man. He's on there too. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that would probably be the character I played the most.
Oh, do you know what's fun about the game too?
What?
Frank West's special is he dresses like Mega Man and uses the true X-Buster.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
What I also find funny is that a lot of Frank West's moves are moves that you learn in Dead Rising.
Yeah,
you have the throws, you have the all wrestling moves.
The Mega Buster you get after you kill 72,000 zombies.
Oh, gee.
Which is especially as he throws that little Lego head on you and rams you through a bunch of zombies.
Yeah, did you see the move for whenever he uses on a giant character like Golden Lightan?
Yeah.
The Lego head, by the way. I got a comment on that. That's the Serve Bot from Mega Man.
Yeah, that's the Serve Bot. But his special for Lars, that's what I like about it. It's like he would drop zombies on the giant, and then he'd load a bunch of gas tanks around you and shoot it with a shotgun.
Oh, I know that. I remember that.
Yeah, and Frank asks, is there a lot of characters?
There's about, I would say there's not enough.
There's like 25.
Opinion. Yeah, and that's not enough for a good Capcom game, really, versus something game. Because once you use all the characters, it gets kind of boring, mostly.
It's nowhere near the level of Marvel vs. Capcom on the amount of characters.
No, Marvel vs. Capcom is at the top.
Did you see Marvel vs. Capcom 3's character roster?
No, yeah.
It's huge. There's like almost 100 characters on there.
Good. There's a lot of... let's see. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Then you have I would say this isn't really something about a review of the game, but I find it kind of funny as there's this character named Alex in Capcom. He's like this overly buff, like, marine guy. And I find it funny when he's fighting Roll. Basically.
Yeah, I know. Roll is from Mega Man.
A little girl with a broom. I find it kind of funny because it's like this guy's beating up on a little girl.
What was funny about Alex was when I looked at him, if anyone's watched that show Ed, Edd n Eddy, that's Kevin when he grows up. He has the same chin.
Oh, God. I just realized, now that I think about it, you're so right.
He grabs you and goes, dork, and he slams.
Okay, I have one question. Who the hell is Polymar? I mean, he's obsessed with ducks.
Polymar?
He looks like he's obsessed with ducks.
Which one's Polymar?
He's that weird guy that's like, does all these, they look like staggering moves, but they're powerful as hell.
Is Hugo still in that? Sorry, I have to ask.
He's Tatsunoko, not.
Hugo from Street Fighter. It was Street Fighter 3, but...
No, what's the character that you said again, TH?
Polymar.
Polymar?
Let me spell it out.
They took out one character from the game. His name was... Oh, Hurricane Polymar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Tatsunoko.
I know that. It's kind of weird. He's obsessed with ducks. Or some bird.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, gauge thing. When it fills up all the way... It's supposed to be a pheasant, I think. But once it fills up all the way, he can use his final special.
Alright. Unfortunately, we gotta move on, apparently.
I rate the game an... Basically, pretty much what it got, 8.5. I'm not one thing, but I highly suggest trying out the game sometime.
Mm. Okay.
It is an awesome game. I'll say that too.
Alright, I guess I'm done with my time.
Alright, and we got a couple more game reviews coming up, apparently. I don't know who's doing them.
I am.
It's like, Gizmi Riviere of...
Yeah?
Sorry, I had to make... This is how,
Gizmi Riviere.
Yeah, see, she got it. of Pokemon and Mega Man 10. Take it away, Mel.
Okay. So today, I'm going to do two short
Game Rivieres.
Game
Rivieres. Okay. The first is of the new Pokemon Gold Silver remakes, and the second is Mega Man 10, so let's get to it. So, when I first heard they were remaking Gold and Silver, I was like, nah. But my girlfriend told me she was getting Silver, and I decided, why the hell not? After all, I'm a gullible idiot who would buy almost anything Nintendo that actually resembles a game, and doesn't have you waving your arms around like some drunk guy listening to bad 80s pop music. So, I get it, and I actually have to say, holy shit, this is a remake done right. The game is Gold Silver line of games, with some of the new features of the Diamond Pearl area and expanded Kanto region. Oh, nice. They didn't feel the need to give it a Michael Jackson amount of plastic surgery like most of you. But instead throw in a new coat of paint and it works. Included is the pedal meter called the Pokewalker. I don't know.
Pedometer? It's pedometer.
It's for the little kid. Oh no, you're getting too close to a pedophile, run.
Whenever you're near a pedophile, it just goes off.
Re-hit pedo LR.
Pedo
alert. Alright, let me get back.
Continue, Mel.
My chemo-kilometers are working great.
Chemo-kilometers.
Pedometer.
Okay. I don't know if Nintendo wanted to appeal to fat doctors who go to exercise or to use it as a marketing ploy. It's fucking awesome. You put a Pokemon in it and walk. Your Pokemon get experience points and can also catch Pokemon on it. Oh, wow. Nifty little device that fits in a pocket so you can level up without playing the game. The only of the game is the cell phone where every trainer you defeat wants to remember and will call to blabber on about how their Pidgey just took a shit. It's a fantastic remake of the... modernizes the game without changing the core game. Remake score is 10 out of 10. The game score is 9 out of 10. Now we're on to Mega Man. Mega Man 10 is Capcom's way of defying all mathematical logic since Capcom already has a Mega Man 10, well, Mega Man X. Well, this is another 8-bit Mega Man game. I'm glad to see they hired a second audio guy, here who can make new sound effects instead of stealing them from Mega Man 2. It still steals some from Mega Man 2, but it's not as bad as this time. Also, the level design is much improved over 9. Mega Man 9 was playing, or was playing Beavis and Butthead, where they just wanted to see death, so they throw that in hard, so they throw that hard part in, into every single stage and forget about the rest. Mega Man 10 feels like they paid that intern $5 instead of $2.50 to work on the game. This game now introduces easy mode for those trendy faggots who only like the 80s things because they are hip. If you play on easy mode or whine about how hard easy mode is, I will tell you, go listen to the fucking Village People and cry to your mommy because this game is not that hard. Sure, normal mode requires memorization of things, but that's how games were back in the day. My only complaint is Mega Man still can't slide or use the Mega Buster. Oh, that sucks. Anyway, it's $10. Buy it and enjoy. Final score, 8.5 out of 10. And that's it, guys.
I'll have to say that Mega Man 10 came up with one of the weirdest Robot Masters. Sheep Man.
Kentucky Hitman Reborn. Lombo Man.
Also, I've seen a video where since it has Sun Man in it as well, what happens to Sun Man during an overcast?
Oh no, I can't fight you. Okay, just go past me.
Sheep Man beating you
but
down.
But I want your power. Oh wait, no I don't.
There's Lion Man and Sheep Man and No Man.
No, there's no Lion Man. There's Nitro Man, Sheep Man, Sun Man, Pump Man.
Ooh, I wonder what Pump Man does.
Knife Man, Commando Man. And
Commando Man uses Knife Man as a weapon.
Commando Man uses Dominate Man, Dawn with Pump Man.
Oh, and then there's Strike Man, who's basically a baseball.
I think
Wily's running out of ideas.
Yeah.
I was about to say, isn't it going to be like that joke flash that was made?
I think they should just bring back the original men.
I think that Dr. Wily just sits in his prison cell and says, I will make Tray Man, Spoon Man, Fork Man, Toilet Man. Okay, Dr. Wily, take your happy pills. Pill Man!
Pill Man! Unicorn Man!
Manly Man! He will be my manly man!
Pill Man!
Fluffums?
Fluffums, the magical unicorn.
No, the magical gay dead unicorn.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, he did die, didn't he?
I forgot one more. His name is not Sun Man, it's Solar Man, and Blade Man, and then the last one I forgot was Chill Man.
The pedometer.
Sorry, I had to bring that
guy. Oh, that was just too late.
Pedo Man, all kids run.
Well, pretty much, I think that Pedo Man would shoot ropes at you, and then his special would be who catches you and throws you in a van.
As Frank said, Dr. Wily randomly flips her
dictionary. Insta-kill.
Yeah, Dr. Wily probably just uses a dictionary like Frank says.
Yeah, this word.
Or I think he just rummages around while he's in his lab. Like, he stepped outside when he was making Solar Man, and he looked up at the sun. Ah, it's a beautiful day. Solar Man!
Flip through dictionary and... Oh, I had a word, and I lost it.
Bark Man.
He claimed they had, like, Fail Man, and as soon as you walk into his stage, he falls apart.
Or he got the internet, too.
Grady just got slapped by forward because he said the slap word.
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did. You said, I just had it, and then I... It.
Oh, damn it. See, I already... No, it doesn't start until the podcast... No.
You were about to say it again!
Oh, no! Fine, do it! Ow!
That didn't sound right. Okay, do it. Ow. That felt good.
Do it. There you go, forward. I slapped him for you.
Thank you, Trenton. I love you.
You're welcome. Love you too, buddy.
And love has four letters in it, starting with an L. What else does...
What else does love spell?
Volu?
I don't know where I was going with that.
Volu?
Volley.
Volley.
Rusty Man!
How about angry old man? Angry old man.
Disagreement man.
Glass man.
Apparatus man.
Woman man.
Bugger man. Unseen man. There you go, the unseen man.
Artist spotlight.
The invisible man.
Love man.
Invisible man.
Rescue man.
Guys,
Storm
guys,
man.
Guys,
man. Fellow man.
Okay, guys.
Okay, I'm good.
That's enough reading from Dictionary Man.
Dictionary Man.
I mean, you can stop reading them next to Lamp Man.
Stop reading them next to Lamp Man, sitting in Chair Man.
Random word generator. Look at this. Quit. Layer Man. Stuff
quit.
Man.
Quit, quit breathing Air Man.
Dictionary.
Okay. Okay, moving on to our last topic, because I know all of us want to go do other things, and that is our artist spotlight, and I think for a little while we're actually going to spotlight our cast, because surely enough they deserve it, and this one I get to do my honey. Yay. Zeph is our Spartist.
My Spartist. I'm a Spartan. Awesome.
Hey, Zeph, are you going to dine in hell?
Tonight, we dine in heck.
Oh, come on.
Today's
our spotlight.
Zeph is...
Okay, since apparently...
I'm incapable of language today.
Yeah, since apparently Dre is incapable of speaking properly.
I'm incapable of language. Yes, okay. Zeph is our artist this week.
Because sadly I have the least amount of views.
He deserves it. He's got really good art. And...
As recommended by Frag, suggested and recommended that we suggest Zeph to be our artist.
It's not just me, my personal feelings.
Yeah, it's what Frag said. So, yeah. Give a round of applause! Yay!
Ah, my ring broke again.
I'm probably not going to get... I guarantee you I won't get more than 800 views within the next 3 weeks. Because ever since I've started from FA, like, I started posting stuff, then eventually I got to 600, and for the past, like, 4 months, I've been sitting at 700.
Yeah, and...
And the only reason that I get views is I look at my own page.
I thought that doesn't count.
I'm my own biggest fan!
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it counts. Anybody who looks at your page.
Cheat man.
I thought I was qualified just as an artist. Just, like, somebody who's logged on their account.
I just look at my page once in a while and check if anybody messaged me in accounts.
Oh. I thought it was, like, for, actual, what is it, like, users online and that. And,
I'm gonna check my views, see how many I got.
Yeah, unlike how everybody has, like, 1,000 or, like, some ridiculously high number, unlike them, it's because they go to somebody's art gallery, faves them. He's sitting at 753.
I've been sitting at that 700 mark for the past 4 months.
Damn. And everybody has, like, ridiculously high numbers because they go to a lot of artists, favorite their gallery, and then the person comes back to their profile and says, thanks for the favor. Zeph doesn't do that. So, his stuff is actually well-served.
He earned all his page views.
He earned his.
Do you know why I don't fave anyone, right?
Why?
Because I hate everything.
Why?
I hate everything that ever existed.
Fine, Zeph, I hate you too. Jeez.
You said everything, not everyone.
Yeah.
I am a thing.
No, you're someone.
This is a thing. People are
something.
So you hate everyone.
And everything. And everywhere you go.
I hate every ephemeral being. Does it count as anything?
What?
I said I hate every ephemeral being.
Ephemeral.
Basically, anything ghost.
Okay,
just no awkward silence. Awkward silence is a no-no on this.
No!
Awkward blocking money.
Oh, my God.
Awkward
transmitting
blocking.
Man.
The awkward blocking man.
That's enough with the man.
Interrupt man.
TV man.
This isn't the Mr. Man show, okay?
Interrupting cow man.
Orange man.
Boo.
Show man.
Bust man.
How did this go from artist spotlight to man stuff?
Because of awkward silence, I'm filling in with filler. Selection man. Order.
Well, if you keep talking about it, no one has a chance to talk between.
Here it goes. Well, actually,
I don't know what else to talk about. What
well,
the
anyway,
hell is
supposed to talk about? Should we just wrap it up anyway? Probably. What's our time limit on this?
Do that.
Yo, guys, talking about awkward silences, have any of you ever played Soul Calibur?
Yes.
Have you had that moment when it's like, you both block for like a couple of seconds, it's like that really awkward blocking moment when one does?
Yeah, I know, oh my god.
I get that all the time. Okay.
That reminds me of how fast I kicked Dre's ass in Soul Calibur 2.
Wait, oh yeah, you got like that one hit KO on me, what the hell?
Well, that happened before to me. I was Cervantes, and my friend got really close to the edge, and I hopped left to right, and he was like, and I uppercutted him and slashed him down into the water.
Yeah, I play as Link from Soul Calibur 2.
We love ring-outs. We love ring-outs, don't we, Paul?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm so cheap with Link from Soul Calibur 2, I get near the edge, and then I grab him that flip over the arm, and I smash him off the edge.
Yeah, apparently from my
left trigger.
Yeah.
Get you back to the edge, pull the left trigger, ring-out every time.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, from what Dre says, Link is his best character. Yet I was able to one-shot KO him.
You got lucky.
Oh, Link has one of the most cheapest combo, right?
Yeah.
You can hit him up in the air, use the down A. I think use that little stabby down thing in the air thing.
Well,
yeah. Huh?
The funny thing about how I one-shot KO'd him is it was on the GameCube. I cannot play GameCube Soul Calibur. Xbox, I'm perfectly good with that.
GameCube,
I suck. I get my ass kicked all the time. But yeah, I managed to kill his best character.
Who did you use?
Hmm?
Who did you use?
Yeah, who did you use?
On Xbox?
No. On GameCube.
One-shot KO.
Yeah, what did you use?
GameCube?
Yeah, what did you use to kill me? I forget.
I don't know. I always stick between... Wait, they don't have a spawn. I stick between Nightmare and, and Astaroth.
Astaroth.
Not the best of characters, but still, okay.
I forget who you were.
Astaroth, man.
It was probably one of them, because Astaroth I'm pretty good with. Like, I have...
Yeah, that was the only time you did. Then I became Charade, and I still kicked your ass.
Yeah, that's because he's like...
He's everybody.
Yeah, because the problem...
And
work with characters. If you pick Ivy, I'll pick somebody that has good distance. If you pick somebody who has close distance, I'll pick Ivy to go against that. Like, I always try to go for the weaknesses.
Do not speak to Ivy again.
Have
you noticed that in the games where groups get progressively bigger? I mean, they're frighteningly large now.
I don't know. I always have her with a pirate outfit.
What is the last game that came out?
They almost push you off the stage.
I think it was like what was the last game that came out?
What was the last Soul Calibur on the main system?
Soul Calibur 4. Soul
Calibur, the Dreamweaver, or something like that. It's on PS4.
I mean, not the PSP. I mean, like the one that's like on Xbox.
Actual number, yeah.
That's like 4, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was 4.
Yeah,
my friend made the Elite Beat Agents on that game.
Oh God.
And then what he did was he got me near the edge and he butt-bumped me off the stage. He was like, ooh, and he knocked me off the stage. It's like, damn it.
Oh, the humping thing Voldo does?
Yeah, humping Voldo do.
He bends backwards and does that hump thing, you're flying up.
God, I hate that move.
Yeah.
I did that like 6 times in a row. I carried him out the stage. Fun.
What about it? You know about Ivy's infinite combo?
No.
Where she knocks you up in the air and you go flying, and she just turns around and does it again and again and again.
Where she slams her boobs on you?
No, it's,
definitely.
Yeah,
you got out of the stage.
You got out of the stage with that one. But, if you look it up on, like, YouTube or something, Ivy's infinite combo. It's, I don't know what the command for it, but she sweeps her arm up, flips you up in the air, and just keeps doing that. You can't get down. It's serious. I'm serious. Cheap. Jesus Christ.
Until she hits you with her boobs, and you die.
I think we've been going for about an hour now. I think it might be time to probably wrap it up, so you guys
think? Yeah, probably.
Ah, sure. I gotta go soon too. Yeah. We have Drama Llama going on.
Drama Llama!
Oh, wow, yeah, I'm looking at the infinite combo. It's just a constant uppercut. It's just a constant uppercut. That's horrible!
You look like a bad kid.
Oh, yeah?
Infinite.
Right.
First.
What the
hell?
Yeah, see?
That's so cheap and unfair.
It's called her pancake flipping move.
Yeah.
Okay, awkward silence, no no.
Let's make a record.
Great, let's close
out. Yeah, let's just
I have a joke, I have a joke.
Okay.
It's kind of morbid, but okay. What's better than nailing nailing 10 dead babies to one tree?
What?
Nailing one dead baby to 10 trees. Oh, trust me, I got more, so don't worry. Okay, here's another one. They're morbid jokes, but they're, I don't know why we laugh.
They're dead baby jokes.
Yeah, they're dead baby jokes. I mean, come on. They've got dead babies.
Oh, those not funny!
How many dead babies does it take to paint a wall?
That
doesn't how hard you throw them.
Oh god.
Alright, so.
How do you put a dead baby into a blender? Feet first. How do you get the dead baby out of the blender? With tortilla chips.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, we should probably end this thing, shouldn't we?
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
We've been going.
Sorry for my morbid jokes.
Yeah, tell us more later, but...
It was funny, because one of my teachers kept saying those out. Yeah,
anyway, thanks for joining us once again. Had fun, obviously.
Yeah, for a wonderful night of furry talk.
Yes, also, please send us emails. We want to hear from you. Tell us how bad or how good we're doing, and we want to know. Just...
And topic ideas, please.
Yes.
Like, that's, you've seen how dry we are for ideas.
Yes, we're just winging it now.
Yes.
You know, I have a feeling you might get some emails saying, oh my god, he talks.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, hate comments, we don't care. If you hate us, tell us anyway. We'll probably read it.
Yeah.
We love hate mail. Hate mail. No, I'm kidding.
Hate mail is mail. That's the only reason we like it.
Of that. Anyway,
hate mail is actual mail.
So Trent might want to get in here because I got a new ending joke. So know what he's gonna do.
Is it about a dead baby?
No. Since I hate that, what's funnier than a furry? But as an ending comment, I would like to say goodbye to you all, and you all lost the game.
Okay, I'm gonna go slap him, guys. Toodles, everyone.
just for record, you'd probably just pissed off the entire viewing.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, it depends if they're...
The entire...
I don't follow this thing. Anyways, toodles all. There we go, finished recording. I'm gonna go slap him now.